This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Friday, September 2nd, 2016 AD. This is The World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The state of California is cracking down on undercover reporters after the Center for Medical Progress released their films last year implicating Planned Parenthood with trafficking in baby body parts. The Senate passed the California Assembly Bill 1671 that would restrict any reporters or whistleblowers from undercover investigations of any health clinics or abortion mills in the state. However, thus far, the California state government has not acted to protect babies from the harvesting of body parts. The United States Commission on International Religious Freedom is encouraging President Obama to speak out for Chinese Christians at the G20 summit in Zhejiang province this weekend. Bob Fu from China Aid told The World View that this diplomatic event is one of the most important events for Christians since the advent of the Communist Party. He said that this would be Obama's last chance to speak out for the Chinese Christians.
President Obama has really filled meetings of Chinese, netizens, Chinese religious believers, Christians included in the past 7 years. This is his last chance to really redeem himself.
ACLJ's lawsuit against President Obama for ignoring the genocide of Christians in the Middle East is proceeding, though the U.S. Department of State did say that ISIS had been perpetrating genocide in early 2016. Nothing has been done to aid the persecuted minority. Attorney Matthew Clark from the ACLJ talked to The World View about the lawsuit.
Secretary Kerry came out and proclaimed that ISIS is committing genocide against Christians and other religious minorities, and that's a very specific legal term. And it requires that the U.S. then take action under the Genocide Convention that the U.S. has signed on to. But we have seen no action out of this administration to protect religious minorities that are facing slaughters, massacres, genocide.
Christian evangelist Ray Comfort was interviewed by Hemant Mehta from the Friendly Atheist blog. When he was asked why there are so many stories that atheists see as dumb and childish, Comfort agreed that they were childish. He reminded Mr. Mehta of what Jesus said, that God had deliberately hidden these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to babes. Jesus said that unless we humble ourselves as little children, we will not enter the kingdom of God. Matthew 18:3. Another Russian church leader, Sergei Zorobilov, has been arrested as a result of Russia's new anti-evangelism law. The pastor has been released on bail. The SpaceX rocket that was supposed to launch into space on Saturday exploded for no apparent reason yesterday at Cape Canaveral, Florida. The rocket was going to be used as a satellite to enable internet access in Africa, the Middle East, and Europe. One wedding venue in Texas is standing up for their Christian beliefs. They placed an ad in a local magazine that the wedding venue will, quote, only host biblical marriages, unquote, because of their commitment to God and the truth of His Word. Bob and Jeannie Flournoy started hosting weddings on the property about 6 years ago. They had no idea that they would ever be confronted by the issue of having to compromise their Christian faith over weddings at their venue. Bob told The World View that it is absolutely essential for Christians to trust and believe God in the matter of biblical marriage in these trying times.
I begin to see that we as Christians either stand for what we believe, trust God, and believe God over man, or we're going to be in the same boat that our country has come to, and where we don't stand for our principles.
Bob also said that he hopes that his stand for biblical marriage will encourage other Christians not to let the liberal agenda squeeze God out of the culture.
This, for me, was what He gave me an opportunity to do. I believe He gave me this home that I have, profession that I have, this long marriage that I have, this love for the Word of God. I think He's given me everything that there is. And, you know, He has arranged this. And I'm just a part of something that I think is extremely vital at this moment in history, and that is religious liberty.
To follow Bob's writings as a Christian lawyer on these pertinent issues, go to his blog, TexasForestCountryRetreat.com. Gulf Coast residents have braced themselves for Hurricane Hermine hitting the Florida shoreline this morning. The storm has been downgraded, but it's still packing 50-mile-per-hour winds. This is the first time in 10 years that a hurricane has affected Florida since Wilma in 2005. Pray for the thousands of people who are in the hurricane's path. Would you swim 6 miles and walk 12 to be reunited with your family? A dog named Riley fell off the boat while her owners were boating in Lake Michigan. The next morning, Riley showed up at a nearby campground, and the reunion with her family was a joyous time. And that's the world view in 5 minutes on this Friday, September 2nd, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.